Thank you for your interest in my work. This document addresses how and why I work the way I do and what you can expect in an animal communication session with me. If you've taken some time to explore my website, you will know by now that I do work quite a bit differently than traditional animal communicators. Because of my unique abilities, I have found it extremely beneficial to combine both communication and energetic healing in one session. Please know that I do require you to participate in the session. I do not speak privately with any animal, as I believe there is tremendous value in our dialogue being shared. My goal is to help you create a better partnership and a greater understanding with your animal. I do not ask for a photograph or any information about you or your animal prior to working with you. It is important to me that I know nothing about your animal to ensure that I am truly communicating their thoughts, feelings, and potential concerns about their current circumstances. If you were to relay your concerns or perspective first, it may prevent your animal from speaking freely and from their own heart. This manner of communication does allow the animal the freedom to refuse to answer questions. This has on occasion occurred because the topic was too sensitive or painful, or the animal may have felt they wished to discuss something more important from their perspective. I have actually had a traumatized animal lie to me once, which I documented in a blog post and can be found on my website. This brings us to the topic of trauma and mistrust. Not all animals are completely forthcoming during the first session, especially deeply traumatized ones. Although it is uncommon for an animal to refuse to communicate, it does not mean they are completely trusting or ready to share their innermost fears or disappointments. For some animals, it does take time to build a relationship, and in such cases where more than one session is necessary, I have provided options for multiple sessions at a tremendous discount. When I have worked with an animal several times over a year or even two, I have found that they heal in much the same ways humans do, by peeling away layers of fear, mistrust, and even guilt. Most of the animals and people I work with have experienced stress or trauma at some point in their lives. In my experience, oftentimes an animal's response to a simple yes or no question can be based on misunderstanding, fear, or previous traumatic experiences. Additionally, animals can take on the systems of belief of prior owners or trainers. It is sometimes very obvious to me that a response is coming from a painful memory or experience, and it is not the deepest truth of the animal. This is one of the ways in which my work can greatly benefit your animal. I once had a cutting horse from Texas share with me that he did not believe in animal communication because a previous owner thought it was impossible. Animals are always listening to the conversations around them, and many believe they have no reason to doubt the veracity of our opinions. I've also had an animal refuse to admit they were in pain, even though they were exhibiting highly unusual aggressive behavior toward humans. The animal felt that if they admitted they were injured and could no longer perform, they would likely be sent to auction because they overheard the trainer and barn manager talking about it time and again. Many times, all it takes is some conversation, an explanation about the circumstances, and a reminder that we don't always see the whole picture for an animal to shift their perspective and change their mind or attitude. Further, unhealed previous experiences can have a tremendous impact on their choices, especially ones as critical as a potential change of ownership or end-of-life decisions. The potential for healing and truly being given a space to speak their mind freely without expectation or judgment can do wonders for an animal. It seems to me that many of the successes people attribute to me and my skill are simply a reflection of my honoring the animal and giving them a voice. This may be the first time they truly experience being given an opportunity to speak, and the impact of a communication session such as this can have tremendously beneficial lifelong consequences. I always do my best to ensure a positive outcome for both you and your animal. I seem to have attracted many clients with trauma, as I myself have experienced significant trauma in my life. I have a tremendous amount of compassion for both animals and people who have experienced difficult circumstances. I am committed to helping both animals and people by sharing the tools that I learned and employed to great effect on my own healing journey. If you haven't yet read any of the client testimonials on my website, I suggest you read at least one, titled Sammy, in my client testimonial archive. I believe it's toward the bottom of the page. I would like to take a brief moment to explain how a session with me will most likely progress. In the beginning of the session, I will introduce myself and ask your animal for permission to communicate with them. This is like a meet and greet of our energies. I get to feel and sense their energy, and they get to feel and sense mine. I assure you, in this moment, they are sizing me up and determining if they feel I am trustworthy. Because I can see and feel energy, there is also quite a bit I am perceiving about them. This ability has contributed greatly to my success in working with traumatized animals. I always communicate through my heart space, so that everything is perceived from a space of love. I always begin by allowing your animal to share whatever they feel is important to them first. I will invite them to share any concerns they might have about their health, well-being, feeding schedule, or current circumstances. It is very important they understand that we want them to get something out of our conversation as well. It is usually during this time their personality will shine through, and they may have interesting comments about you as well. So be prepared for anything to happen. However, it is not uncommon for an animal to defer directly to your questions for various reasons. They may be shy or mistrustful of humans, including me. They may sense the urgency of a serious matter that you wish to address, or they may feel that you are in distress and might begin by asking you a question. One thing I can assure you is that no session is exactly like another. Expect the unexpected is my motto, because animals never cease to amaze me. Every day I find myself saying, I have never heard that from an animal before. No matter how much experience I accumulate, I always feel as if I am their apprentice, and am constantly in awe of their deep capacity for compassion, forgiveness, and understanding. When your animal has nothing further to offer, I will then turn my attention to you, and you will be able to ask your questions. In my experience, many of your questions might have already been answered by allowing the animal an opportunity to speak from its heart. I do ask, however, that you resist the urge to share any additional stories or background with me. I prefer to allow the animal to answer your questions from a space of neutrality without any expectations or emotions getting in the way. As I am also a medium, from time to time, deceased loved ones or pets may come forward with messages or requests for healing. This can happen at the beginning of a session, but can also be tied to certain questions you might have asked, such as, why won't you go in the backyard anymore? Or why don't you like my friend? Sometimes an answer might be, because a deceased relative or unusual energy is in the backyard, or because a particular person is sad or angry. It is often very easy to resolve such matters. But sometimes these topics can touch on some deeply personal issues, especially if it involves our own human challenges or healing journey. I worked with people for several years before I shifted my focus to traumatized animals at their request. As I would be working with a human client, I would randomly see a vision of a cat or a horse, or feel an animal's energy in the client's energy field. In every case, the animal would turn out to be a current or former animal companion, one that they may have had as a child that belonged to a parent or even a neighborhood animal. the animals would consistently bring forward another layer of healing for my client that would never cease to amaze me. Their perspectives would often challenge the human to rethink past or current circumstances and would always lead to positive energetic shifts. I have learned so much from the animals about healing, and so can you. Remember, animals come into our lives for a reason, especially traumatized ones. Often their traumas reflect our own, or our healing paths can closely mirror one another. Animals are wonderful teachers, and that point is often driven home through our challenges and successes with them, as well as their beautiful messages. Please understand that I am not a medical intuitive. I often am able to share where there is pain or disease in the body, but I cannot offer a diagnosis. I will always refer you to a veterinarian for diagnosis, but I may be able to sense a need for chiropractic, massage, or other energetic alternative services. Communicating with your animal can change both of your lives for the better. But please know there are many different styles of animal communication for you to choose from. No one person or single session can reveal all there is to know about any animal. My experience validates that animals are as unique and remarkable as people and deserve to be honored as such. I hope the way I work resonates with you. If it does, I would like to share how you can prepare yourself and your animal for a session with me. First and most importantly, I invite you to get used to connecting to the energy of your heart if you are not already in the habit of doing so. Find a quiet time when you have 5 or 10 minutes to sit with your animal alone and focus on your heart. Breathe deeply into your heart space and ground yourself into your body and to the earth in your preferred method. Oftentimes, people like to imagine taking a walk in the forest or even lying on a beach. Next, send love to yourself first and then to your animal. Now that you have established a heart connection with your animal, please tell them out loud that you have invited an animal communicator to help you speak with them. That a nice lady named Ginny, who can hear them talk, will be speaking with you both in a few days. It is important to let them know that you give them permission to communicate with me. I also encourage you to tell them why you have asked for this session. Share your concerns with them and ask them to be honest with me. Nothing can be resolved through a space of fear or deception. Share your love and above all, let them know that everything is going to be okay. That you will be okay no matter what. Oftentimes animals worry more about their owners than they worry about themselves. And as you can imagine, that is not healthy for them or you. I ask that you repeat this process at least 2 or 3 times, several days prior to our session. Animals can sometimes take on the emotions of their owners, which can lead to unnecessary illness for them. Often the animals believe they are lightening our load or teaching us compassion by taking on our emotional energies. Unfortunately, just the opposite is true. By assuming our energies, we remain unaware that we must release or resolve our issues ourselves. Having the opportunity to discuss this openly and without judgment has proven to be helpful for all time and time again. Thank you for trusting me to be a messenger from the heart of your animal. I am very aware that there are hundreds of capable animal communicators for you to choose from. I am deeply honored every time someone chooses to work with me. It is both humbling and exciting. I wish you all well on your journey, wherever it may lead you. And remember, when you follow your heart, you lead with love.